one day, it was after I got back from the war in Vietnam. I went to Vietnam, and then when I got back from Vietnam, I made a decision, Lord, I don't want to just be a normal church member. I really want to serve you. But I want to know what your word says. And so I would read scriptures, and some of the scriptures I read, well, I thought was a little hard to understand. They couldn't possibly mean exactly what they said. So there must be some kind of special interpretation. So I'd go to PhDs and Sunday school teachers and all kinds of things and ask them questions. And usually what they had to say would not agree with what God says. Have you ever asked a question like that? In church, you got an answer like that from a pastor? You know, no, that's not what it means. But that is what it means. If God said, blessed is the man, I mean, that's what he means, right? But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate on day and night. So when I started reading these scriptures and meditating on these scriptures day and night, listening and letting God talk to me, and of course, you know, I had never heard anybody say they'd heard God speak to them audibly. And so I didn't expect that. But after about 10 years of this dedicated study of 5 to 15 hours a week, reading God's Word, one day I had this unique experience. God spoke to me audibly. I mean, it was so awesome. And of course, it was about my children. The first time God ever spoke to me, I'm sitting there one night reading and preparing to teach a Sunday school lesson. And I was in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. And when I came to verse 4, it says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. And when I read that, I heard this voice. Son, pay attention. I have a message for you in the next few verses. Now, let me tell you. God probably has spoken that to every man in this room. But most men, they think when they hear that, they had too much pizza last night for dinner or something. You know, that was their stomach growling or something. Is that right? We do that, don't we? You know, we don't believe. In fact, this will be an extremely good place to talk about just a little bit about this man that had been to a seminar on how to hear the voice of God. And so, of course, this teacher was telling them that God speaks to you many ways. He can speak to you out of His Word. He can speak to you audibly. He can speak to you in your spirit. He can speak to you all kinds of ways. And so after the seminar was over that night, it was about 10 o'clock, and the guy's on the way home, and he's praying, Lord, I want to hear you talk to me. I want to hear your voice. Now, have you ever asked God for that? You know, lots of people have never asked God for these kind of things. But this man, now being at a seminar, he decides to ask God, God, I want to hear your voice. And so he's driving down the road, and all of a sudden he comes to a grocery store, and this thought comes to his mind so clear. Pull in there and buy a gallon of milk. Just a thought. He didn't hear a voice, but a thought. Have you ever had a thought, something like that? You're just driving down the road and something comes to your mind? That could very well be God telling you to do something. But he says, when I heard this, I thought, I don't need a gallon of milk. I got a half a gallon in the refrigerator. Now, isn't it amazing how we argue with God? That's the way we all are. So he said, I drove by the grocery store and said, the thought came to me again. You need a gallon of milk. Okay, the thought was so strong, he turned around and went back up the grocery store and got a gallon of milk. Put it in the truck, and he said, well, maybe I don't have as much milk as I thought. Maybe I do need some milk. So he drives down the road for a little ways, and all of a sudden, this thought comes and says, turn right on Elm Street. Turn right on Elm Street? That's not the way home. Why in the world would I want to turn right on Elm Street? So he passes right on by Elm Street. And the thought comes to him again. Turn right on Elm Street. Turns around, goes back up there, and goes down Elm Street. Thinking, am I losing my mind? Now, what did he ask for? God, talk to me, see? Lord, talk to me. And God's talking to him, but he's having the same kind of trouble with him he did with me the first few times. And so he said, what in the world am I driving down Elm Street for? And all of a sudden, it says, stop right here and go into apartment 306. Lord, it's 10:30 at night. These people will be in bed. But the thought came to him so strong, stop right here and go up to apartment 306. So he said, I stopped on the side of the road. I walked up to, found apartment 306, and I knocked on, I thought 10:30 at night. These people, there's no lights in there, nothing. So he said, I must be losing my mind. But he knocked on the door and he heard a voice say, yes, what do you want? He said, oh my gosh, this guy's going to kill me. And so he turns to run. And when he did, the guy comes running and he opens the door and he said, can I help you? And he said, sir, I know you ain't going to believe this. I know you ain't going to believe this. But he says, I had the strong feeling to come by here and bring you a gallon of milk. Do you need a gallon of milk? He said, a gallon of milk. He said, I lost my job. I'm completely out of money. And we got a little baby in there crying for milk. And my wife and I have been on our knees crying, God, send us some milk for this baby. He said, are you serious? He said, yes. He runs out to the truck, gets a gallon of milk, comes in, hands it to the guy. He takes it and warms some up for the baby. And thanking him and praising God that the guy come by with a gallon of milk. And then the guy, after he sees all this, he reaches in. He said, you don't have no money? He said, no, sir, I'm completely out of money. He reaches in his billfold, takes out everything he's got in it, and hands it to the guy and said, be blessed. And he left, and on the way, he's praising God because he heard God's voice. Now, how many times has God spoken to us and we didn't listen? Have you ever had those thoughts come to your mind and you didn't obey? I have. And guess who missed the blessing? I did. You did. But the Lord tells us, if we will do what He says and listen to His counsel, we will be blessed. Verse 3 and 4 here. It says in verse 3 and 4, it says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Now then, you want to be led by the godly men? You want to be blessed of God? You want to go through your life with no sickness and disease? It is possible, but you have to do it God's way. Just think what he said there. If you are blessed of God because you obey him and you meditate on his rules day and night. See, as you meditate on the word of God, I mean, that's how I learned 25 years ago was when I actually learned how to walk in divine health. I literally received Jesus as my personal healer, just like I did my personal Savior about 25 years ago. And then I learned that He is the one that sustains my strength. He's the one that renews my youth like the eagles. And so I claim all those things. In fact, while we was building this barn this week for our tractors and stuff, I got tickled at Charles. I mean, here I am out in that heat, 104 degrees, carrying in big sheets of iron. We're throwing up on there. We're putting screws in and everything. And I walked up, slapped Charles on the back, and he was sweaty too. And I said, Charles, I don't feel like a 70-year-old. He said, Thurman, I ain't seen many 40-year-olds can work like you do. See, he's 30. He just barely started. But see, but there was another one out there with me. Eldon was helping me. Now, I'm telling you, that man worked just as hard as I did. He put every screw in that building just like I did. He worked, and he's 69. You know, so if men will love and serve God all during the day, I started paying attention toward the end of the day. How many times, if I said hallelujah, Eldon would say, praise the Lord. If I said praise the Lord, he'd say hallelujah, Jesus. There ain't no telling how many times we said that in the course of a day. Now see, that's godly men giving God the glory for what he's doing for us. And I don't like to walk sick, do you? I don't like to be sick. I want to walk well. But there is a requirement. You have to meditate on God's word and obey his word all day, every day. And if you do, then he blesses your socks off. He says you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Now, if a tree is planted by the rivers of water, those roots go down into that water and it produces beautiful leaves all the time, doesn't it? Now, you take some tree off out in the middle of nowhere where there's no water, it don't produce near like the one that's over close to the river. But that's the way we are when we stay connected to the King. We're connected to the source. And what can you do when you stay connected to the source? Anything. There's not anything that He can't do through you. But He says you'll bring forth fruit in season, and His leaf shall not wither. In other words, you ain't never going to be old and wore out. Every time I think about that, I think about this gentleman sitting back here, Brother Jim. Brother Jim, hold up your hand. How old are you today? 89 years old. This man is strong like a bull ox. He goes and does what he wants to do when he wants to do it. But the main thing he does, he puts God first in everything he does. I mean, he studies the Word of God. So how would you like to get to be 89 or 90 years old and still young and healthy like him? Now here's the average thing that happens when a man gets past 50. And some of y'all in here are past 50. What do you hear coming out of their mouth? Oh, how you doing today, brother? Oh, I'm so old. Oh, I'm going to be glad when the day's over. Well, let's go out and do something today. Oh, Thurman, it's 104 degrees out today. I'm staying in under the air conditioner. Now, 50-year-old men talk like that. 60 and 70-year-old men, really. In fact, this last week while we were building that barn, we went over to the Dairy Queen to get something to eat one day. And one of my friends, he's several years younger than me, but I know him. And when I went in, I said, "Hey, James, how you doing?" He said, "I'm staying in out of this heat and doing just as little as I possibly can." I said, "We're building a barn. Won't you come out and help us put the roof on that barn?" He said, "Not on your life." He said, "I ain't getting out in that 100-degree heat with you guys." Hey, if you think like that, you'll never live out your full days. You know that? You will not. But the Lord says here that if your leaf will not wither, and whatsoever you do, He'll make it prosper for you. Now, prospering is not having no money to pay your rent. Y'all know that? Some of y'all may be in that situation today. And in this day and age that we are, unfortunately, that there's so many people today that are Christians, say they're Christians.
We are going to stop for today, but we will continue with the teaching tomorrow. If you would like to have this or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching in its entirety on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.